It's 65 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We do expect things to gradually become sunny today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A ban on junk food for Tennessee SNAP recipients was supposed to take effect late next month, but a court just blocked it. Tennessee's program was one of several that got federal permission to change the rules for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The changes varied by state. The goal is to make it harder to use food aid on sugary foods. A federal lawsuit argued the junk food ban was illegal for several technical reasons. For example, it claims the U.S. Department of Agriculture overstepped its legal authority. The suit was filed on behalf of several SNAP recipients, including one in Tennessee. The federal court sided with the plaintiffs and blocked the changes in all of those states. Critics had been ringing alarm bells about the program changes in Tennessee. They said the state hadn't done enough to prepare shoppers or retailers. The Nashville Rescue Mission will have a new leader this summer. Longtime CEO, the Reverend Glenn Cranfield, is retiring at the end of July. Cranfield led the homeless services nonprofit for more than a decade. He'll be replaced by Stephanie Sewell. The Nashville Business Journal reports she most recently worked as the Vice President of Development for the Bay Area Rescue Mission in California. Before that, she led New Zealand's largest education nonprofit. It's pollinator week, and Tennessee wants to make sure monarch butterflies are thriving. To make that possible, the State Transportation Department is bringing back Project Milkweed. WPLN's Seth Thorpe has more about the program and how to get involved.
If you ever wanted a milkweed plant in your yard, Tennessee is giving you the chance. With the return of Project Milkweed, residents can order their own seeds online to help support vital pollinators like butterflies. Milkweed plants host struggling monarch butterflies and are essential for their reproduction. Because of habitat loss, pesticides, and other environmental factors, the state started the Pollinator Habitat Program in 2017 to help their population rebound. Last year, the state shipped 93,000 packets of seeds to fulfill 18,000 requests. Residents can order up to 3 packets of milkweed seeds, and you can plant as many as your allergies can stand. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
You can find out more about Project Milkweed and order seeds at tnpollinators.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.